While conditions worsen in South Asia, smiles lead to change in South America. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For the next few minutes, we'll be exploring the silver lining to today's headlines. But first, things are going from bad to worse in South Asia. India is still blockading Nepal because the former Hindu kingdom wants to be a secular nation. As a result, Nepal can barely get any food, fuel, or medicine. Vision Beyond Borders, Diane Romain.
They've gone from over 300 fuel trucks a day coming across the border to less than five. The UN is warning that this could affect about 3 million children. They could starve as a result of this blockade if there's a resolution soon.
But Vision Beyond Borders Children's Ministry is still going, thanks to God's timing and provision. The blockade is even providing a chance to talk with neighbors about Christ. Diane says they really need your prayers, both for physical safety and spiritual victories.
The gospel needs to be proclaimed. People need to know Jesus, because if that happens, then situations are changed. Hearts are changed, lives are changed, and circumstances are also changed.
The late 60s were a time of chaotic change in the United States. There was turmoil, but there was also a huge sweep of God's Spirit evidenced by the Jesus Movement. Global Advance's David Shibley marks 50 years of ministry this year, and he notes,
I see something of a parallel in that today. The world is seething in turmoil. Hostility against the gospel is far more pronounced than it was 50 years ago in almost every nation.
In fact, to use the cliche, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In other words, there's nothing new under the sun. Yet Shibley says equipping the church is more than just a job. It's a response of love.
In the middle of that, we're going to see massive human need everywhere. And we represent Jesus in the midst of that need. And we go in his name to meet those needs and to bring light and to bring life by the gospel.
Global Advance has 71 training events around the world this year. Teams are forming now. The details are at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Refugees and immigrants are frequently stalked by human traffickers. They're vulnerable because nobody knows them, and they can't communicate well in their host country. Bethany Christian Services is committed to prevention and to helping trafficking survivors be safe. Because of their mission, the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants just made their partnership official. Their work is a demonstration of Christ's love and compassion in the reality of spiritual warfare. Details at missionnews.org. And while you're there, check out the story about Argentina's locust invasion. I mean, they're facing the worst locust attack in over 50 years, and experts say it's not going to end anytime soon. But with the help of World Missionary Press, Christians are pressing through the plague to make Christ known. Outreach efforts have doubled in the last year, and they're expanding into neighboring countries, too. A 40-foot container of gospel booklets is being prepared for shipment to Argentina as we speak. And further north to Bolivia, the Centro de Vida Pregnancy Care Center will tell you that a simple smile goes a long way in making a positive difference.
In that center, took very vibrant placards and went to the main street corners in Santa Cruz. The posters said things like, I smile for life. And from those encounters, they got donations, they got lots of positive messages.
Melinda Delahoyd of Life International says there's more good news from the center.
Life International was asked by 22 young counselors and people working with Centro de Vida to come and train them.
Counselors are trained to understand that only Jesus is the answer to erase the grief and provide the healing being sought.
When that begins to seep into the hearts of those counselors, there's overwhelming joy that pervades those stories.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? I mean, how does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Well, Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.